If you're anything like me, you're bad at asking for help, like weirdly bad at it. I've been a busy gal for a long time now. Kids, partner, my own business, all the things that make for a full life these days. And my instinct always was to just white knuckle it and do it all myself. But I say it on this show all the time. Ask for help. You don't have to do it all. And meanwhile, there I was doing it all. And I finally changed all that, from my podcast editor to the person who got 10 years of photos off my phone and into albums I actually look at. I found amazing people to help me on Upwork, and I've been using them for the last 8 years. And you don't need a business for any of this, any project, any size, planning an event, sorting out something at home, finally handling the thing on your list you keep avoiding. Upwork lets you find, hire, and pay expert freelancers all in one place. With Business Plus, you can access the top 1% of talent on Upwork, and with AI-powered shortlisting, you'll get matched to the right freelancer in under 6 hours. No endless searching required. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to connect with top talent ready to help you and your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com. Hello, hello. You are listening to the Relationships Made Easy podcast, and I am your ever-loving host, Dr. Abby Medcalf. That's right. You've heard the legend, the incredible. No, not really. It's just me. Sorry. I am here today. This is episode 73.
You are listening to the Relationships Made Easy podcast with Dr. Abby Medcalf. Change your relationship even if your partner won't do a thing.
And today we're going to talk about something really near and dear to my heart because I hate when people get things wrong because I'm a control freak. If you've been listening long enough, you know that about me. And constantly, everywhere I look, I see appreciation and gratitude listed as the same thing, that you have to practice them like they're one and the same. They are not. And so the next 2 weeks, I'm going to talk about appreciation today. I'm going to talk about the difference today. What's the difference between gratitude and appreciation? And then we're going to go into appreciation a little deeper, and I'm going to give you some great tips as I always do. And then next week, we'll do a really kind of a bigger broadcast on gratitude. That is a bigger topic in a lot of ways, a lot more research on gratitude specifically. I'll have more to say, as I always do. But that's what we're going to be doing today. So if you want to learn what appreciation is and the difference, and you want to get down with how to get your appreciation game on point, then you got to keep listening. All right. So before I move on, I'm going to give a shout out. I haven't done a listener highlight in a little bit, and I got this really nice one, which I liked a lot. Well, they're all really lovely. Thank you. This is Linda W. from San Francisco, California. And she said, "Abby's podcast rocks my world. Great education and research with simple, practical tools I actually use." I did not write this. She wrote this. It was really nice. Thank you. But what I really like what she says next. And she says, "I'm not in a relationship right now, but I listen because I want to be ready for my next one. And right now I'm using all the tools and I use these tools in all my relationships and they really help. Thanks, Abby," with lots of exclamation points. Thank you, Linda, for writing that. And I do say it to people a lot that what I teach, it's, you know, I talk about your partner, your romantic partner, your primary person, but it works in all relationships. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I do this with my kids. I've done it with coworkers, with my friends, everywhere. And these tools work everywhere. They're really about you having a great relationship with yourself and then having a great relationship with other people in your world. So there you go. And before we completely jump in, I want to make a request that you leave a review. Please leave a review on the podcast. You guys haven't left reviews for a while. Could you please? Could you please? I'm talking to you if you haven't left one. And I'm going to link to it in the show notes, how you do it really simply. You'll be able to click and just do it and leave a review. It's not that hard. It's going to take you a few minutes. It is, but I'm really hoping you'll do that for me. I love doing these podcasts. As you know, I do them from my heart. It just makes my day to do and really help people. And I get those kind of posts from Linda and other people. And it just makes it all worthwhile. And for people to find me, Yeah, you got to say something. So there you go. All right. So let's get down with appreciation. Now, so here's the deal. When you appreciate something, you take it off of autopilot and into the here and now with full, hopefully full sensory awareness, meaning awareness like how you're feeling in your body, how what thoughts you might be having, any kind of reactions you might be having that are inside versus outside. That's really what appreciation is, where you're coming off the autopilot and you're coming into the here and now. So, I talk a lot about maybe you are eating something. I always talk about food, don't I? maybe you're a little hungry, and then you go to a great restaurant, which I did last week with my buddy Suzette, and we were eating, and I was having one of those moments because the food was so good, like everything that came, I was just really appreciating the food in the moment, taking a bite and feeling it on my tongue and smelling it and she was enjoying it too. And we were just having these moments. It was so much fun. And that I wasn't feeling gratitude for my lemon pot de cream that I was having for dessert. I was appreciating it. It was delicious. And again, I'll talk more about the difference between gratitude and appreciation in a minute, but let me just talk about what appreciation is first. And so that whole thing that was happening and I was feeling it in my, my mouth and the smell and everything was all right there. And I was really appreciating that the two of us together were just enjoying it so much that it just was too good. And we had to order a second one because I didn't want to share it anymore. So that's, there you go. That's appreciating something in a moment. And when you appreciate something, it's something that you've seen over and over, likely, that you're seeing with new eyes. That's really what it is. So now this lemon pot de cream that I think you're supposed to say pot de cream. Sorry, I don't speak French, so I don't say pot de cream. There you go. This little lemon thing I was eating for dessert, and I'm a chocolate girl, by the way, so when I say this, hey, get behind it. So I haven't eaten that a lot. I don't think I've ever had one, but I do eat a lot. I eat all the time and I love to eat. We all know I'm a food pervert. So, but I don't always stop and appreciate and go, this tastes so good. Sometimes I'm just eating, like I'm in between clients maybe, and I just grab a handful of nuts. Just, I need fuel. I need to move on. And I'm doing something even when I'm eating. I know we're not supposed to do that, but I'm not going to lie. I do. I'm just drinking some water because I'm supposed to stay hydrated, something like that. I'm not appreciating it. I'm just doing it. I'm on autopilot. I'm just like, I have to have some fuel. Let me just get this done. And an almond's actually really good. So I could see those with new eyes. I could really enjoy the almond differently, right? I could really be in the moment with the almond. When you appreciate something, again, it's like you're seeing it with new eyes. And there's a famous thing that kind of in the Buddhist or mindfulness world of all the here and now stuff that they call it the raisin meditation, where, you get this raisin and you put it in your hand and you touch it, you use all your senses and you kind of squeeze it and do all this stuff. And then after touching it with your dirty hands for a while, you put it in your mouth and then you have it in your mouth for a long time and you chew it really slowly and you let it, you feel it down your throat, blah, blah, blah. And this is, again, kind of being in the here and now with this one little raisin and kind of slowing down time, and you're seeing it with new eyes. You're seeing this raisin, a little wrinkly skin, you're seeing it a new way. I don't really think of that as appreciation. I'm not appreciating the raisin, but it is kind of seeing it in a new way. The appreciation comes, and this happened recently. We do a big blowout Halloween party every year because my wonderful partner is a freak around Halloween. Yes, he's a freak. And so he loves Halloween. It's his jam. And he decorates the house like you don't even know. You think you know, and you don't know. The front yard, the backyard, every single room, the bathroom, it is done up. He builds crap. I mean, it is unbelievable. Anyway, so he loves Halloween. And being with him, I too am now really into Halloween. I make all this delicious food. food and all the, you know, I make fabulous punch and drinks and all this other stuff, right? I do this whole thing because he loves it and I want to be part of that. And I want to be part of his excitement and make the party really great and something he really enjoys. And he was telling me after our party this year that actually during the party, he said it, he pulled me aside and gave me a kiss. It was very sweet and said, you know, I love watching you interact with everybody. You know, you're really in your element. I was like passing around hors d'oeuvres and talking to people and laughing. And you could see he was so appreciative of me in that moment. He did use that word. You know, I so appreciate you and that you bring so much excitement and love and all the stuff to, you know, everything you do. And he just was in the moment. He was in the little moment with me there. And I think he had a few drinks too. So that always helps you, you know, really appreciate things. But anyway, so he was really, we had this really nice moment and it meant a lot to me. And there I was just in this little bubble of time, feeling so appreciated. And you know what that's like. So, and there's been times when I've, you know, made dinner and people are like, oh, thanks for dinner. And they're kind of walking out of the room or doing whatever. I don't feel very appreciated. And there's other times where we're sitting and actually my son Max is so good at this. He's such a good boy. Even when I want to kill him, he will say, wow, Mom, thank you so much. Dinner's really good. You know, he'll, the steak is so good. Thank you, Mom. I'm really, like, he appreciates it in the moment. He can really do it. And my daughter is coming around. She, she's quite lovely too. I think people don't realize I have a daughter because she doesn't give me trouble. So I don't talk about her much. But it's that same thing. And she does it in other ways, actually, with me, with appreciation. But she'll really tell me, like, thank you for, really appreciate that I can talk to you or whatever that is, or that, you know, I'll go out with her late to go buy something she needs or something. And she's like, she'll say that, you know, thank you so much. I'm so glad. So you're getting the idea. I'm harping on it, but I need you to sort of understand that's appreciation, not gratitude. My daughter's not sitting there going, I'm so grateful to you, Mom. You're the, you know, and thinking of all this gratitude. So appreciation is very mindful. It's here and now, right? If you walk out your front door and notice what a beautiful day it is, you'll see things differently. And that's what's really important about appreciation. When you're in an appreciation mindset, it changes things. So remember, I've talked about the RAS before, your reticular activating system. And your RAS is a filter between your conscious and your subconscious minds, or your unconscious, really, how we say it in psychology. And what happens is it's that thing that you think of something consciously, like, oh, it's a beautiful day. Wow, I'm going to really appreciate how beautiful this day is. And so what happens is your RAS filters that to your unconscious, which takes it as an order or an instruction, look for beautiful things in my day. And that's what'll happen. You'll start to really notice, like, oh my gosh, look how these flowers are blooming, or wow, my neighbor's lawn looks incredible. They did such a good job, or that new fence this other neighbor put up looks really nice. Or you'll, you know, oh wow, I can smell jasmine out here. This smells incredible. I will say, moving from New York to California, where everything is flowers all the time, and there's like jasmine and honeysuckle and all these magnolias, there's all this stuff, there's flowers everywhere all the time. I was really appreciative for a long time. And now I notice that I don't notice it as much anymore. So I try to put that back in my consciousness. But in the beginning, here's my favorite. And this, actually, I do always still notice this and appreciate it. I'll be driving and there'll be birds of paradise, like on the curb, you know, like in between, what do they call that when you're driving and there's like, you know, a curb in between you and the other side, you know, going the other way, whatever that is. Someone will write in and be like, you idiot, it's called a blah, blah. Anyway, in those, the median, thank you. Along the median, there'll be birds of friggin' paradise that you pay 15 or 20 bucks for individually, back east anyway. I don't know what they are here. And I've never bought them here, but it's incredible. And you'll just have them. Or, you know, my wonderful Meyer lemon tree and being able to pick lemons when I need them. It's nuts. These are not things you get in New York. So, and again, just really so appreciate those in the moment, not spending a dollar at the store per lemon, you know, and just going to the tree and plucking them. So all of that stuff is when you filter, when you tell your RAS, when you consciously think, I'm going to appreciate things, again, that filter happens and you will notice all these things to appreciate. And what's really important about the RAS, I've talked about this before, it's probably one of the most important things. Not only will it bring to the front things that match what you're asking, it will filter out what doesn't match. So, you know, if there's some dog poop on the ground or something else, you know, or things don't look good, it'll filter those out, or I won't see them really clearly. They won't pop up. And this works. I've talked about this before. You know, if you think something like, oh, my wife's always nagging me, your RAS filters that and you get your unconscious takes it as an order or an instruction, look for my wife nagging me, and you'll see it all the time. And it'll filter out when she's not. It'll filter out when she's appreciative and loving and kind, and then you'll only see all this nagging. So it works both ways. And so it works in this positive way when you program it to appreciate, to really note again. And really what I think of appreciation, it means you're noticing something, you're feeling it with, or you're seeing it with full sensory awareness as much as possible. You're seeing how you're having a reaction in your body, what you might be smelling, seeing, hearing, and you're seeing it in a new way, meaning the lemon tree doesn't just become wallpaper. I go up to the lemon tree and go, oh, this is so frigging cool that I can pick a lemon and take it and use it. It's amazing, and not have to buy it or go to the store. So, or that there's blooming trees everywhere. So this is all appreciation. And again, I'm sure as I'm talking, you can see it's not gratitude. It's not the same. So appreciation is being fully present in a moment with something and seeing it in a way you might not have seen it previously. That's really how I think of how we appreciate things. And it's a wonderful thing. And I know that in relationships, it's huge. When we feel appreciated, it goes so far. I mean, I will bust my butt for my family. I will. And for the people I love. And a lot of that is just me, you know, I want to do it. It fills me with good feelings to be of service. You know, I'm in that kind of mindset. And there are times when, you know, some of it's a drudgery and not fun. And when my family truly appreciates, or my friends truly appreciate something I've done or said, it goes a long way. When Linda W. writes in that wonderful, you know, review, it just really makes it feel good. I'm not going to lie. It feels wonderful. I will do the podcast anyway, and I get so much intrinsic value from it and good feelings. And I love, love, love being of service. That all fills me up. And then when I hear something like that, it, you know, reinforcing that I'm of service, it just sends it right over the top, people, right over the top. So there you go. So that's appreciation. Now let's talk about the difference with gratitude a bit before I jump back into how to practice appreciation. Gratitude. So feeling grateful is different. It's not so here and now focused, and it's more of a broader view or a broader feeling. And the real difference is that when you feel grateful, there's actually a feeling. Now, this could be big or small, but there's some feeling or level of tension or struggle. Yeah. At its root, like when you think of the root of gratitude, there is some sense of comparison to something else. So you might be grateful that you have such a wonderful partner after you see another couple where they were treating each other poorly. And you're like, with your guy going or your woman going, oh my God, I'm so grateful for you. I saw, you know, the Robinsons, you know, they were terrible. And I'm so grateful we don't treat each other that way. So what you're doing is comparing. There's a comparison there. There's a struggle. There's a friction. There's a whatever you word, a tension word you want there. And so it's because of the kind of bad thing that you feel grateful for the good thing. And you might be grateful to have a beautiful home and things, you know, all these things, because on some level you're worried about money. So you want to, you'll hear that. Well, okay, you want more money. You got to focus and be grateful for what you do have. You have to appreciate, you have to love what you do have. You have to be grateful for it. And so you'll do that, but it's in opposition or it's in tension with this feeling of not having money. So, okay, I don't have, I want more. I'm going to be grateful. You know, there's this separation there. And I had a spiritual teacher many years ago, Guru Mai. She was amazing, part of the Siddhi Yoga tradition. And I used to go hear her speak quite a bit. And she talked about how gratitude and appreciation have different vibrational levels. And it was interesting to hear. And I really, but I got it when she said it that way. And she talked about how appreciation is lighter. It's an easier vibration. And when you think about that, it makes perfect sense. And that gratitude was a little heavier because of this underpinning of tension, this underpinning of comparison. And it's so true when you think about, oh, appreciating a flower, you know, I'm not grateful for a flower for that I get to that a flower bloomed. I don't know that I'm grateful for that, but I really appreciate it. I can, you know, be in that moment and think how lovely it is and it smells good or whatever. Gratitude tends to come from something deep, you know, it's bigger, right? It's really like, oh, and there's this, again, this tension, it's heavier. So there is this heavier vibration to it instead of a lighter vibration. And it's, if you're upset with your partner, you might focus on what you're grateful for in your relationship, right? You're upset and you think, okay, let me not focus on how, you know, he's chewing with his mouth open or how she keeps giving me lists of things to do or whatever, right? You're thinking that. So you're thinking how grateful you are to purposely to like overcome this negative thing you're experiencing. And there's the hitch around gratitude and why it's different from appreciation. So there you have, hopefully that makes good sense to you. So I'm going to quickly just talk about some ways to, as we wrap up today's broadcast, this is my favorite three ways to be in appreciation as opposed to like practicing gratitude. So, and they're pretty simple, but I think they're important. So one is, and I've talked before on the broadcast about Chade Meng Tan, who, and he goes by Meng, I've been a fan of his for a lot of years, and he was famous for being a former Google employee 107, and I think his title was Jolly Good Fellow there, really. And he started giving mindfulness classes to his coworkers to manage stress. He was an engineer and he was helping engineers manage stress. And he had truly groundbreaking work, really. He was combining emotional intelligence, you know, Goleman's work with mindfulness research and work. And he had, you know, great access to resources around this. And Google still uses his program to this day, as far as I know. I think that was in 2006 that started. So it's really been a long time. And that book he wrote was called Search Inside Yourself. I can link to that in the show notes. It's excellent. It really changed the way I work with organizations and individuals. So it really was a game changer for me. But he had more recently, a few years ago, he had a book called Joy on Demand. And in it, he talks about these thin slices of joy. And I call it thin slicing. So, but it's his term, thin slices of joy, that's the kind of secret to joy and happiness is to look for these thin slices. So with my clients, when I explain this to them, I call it thin slicing. I'll say, oh, are you thin slicing? And basically what it is, and he'll say, okay, so right now let's say I'm a little thirsty and I'll drink a bit of water. And when I do that, he says, I experience a thin slice of joy, this thin slice of joy. And so it's not like, oh, yay, water, this is the best, I'm sipping it. You know, it's not puppy dog tails and rainbows and craziness and being Pollyanna, but it's, oh, it's kind of nice. Oh, that was nice. Oh, that, you know, oh, that's cool. Oh, it's a nice, cool glass of water. That feels, that's good. It's quenching my thirst. You know, and you know how that is sometimes where only water can quench your thirst, like you just need some water. So, and we experience these types of things all the time, but we usually, we don't recognize them. We don't bring them into our consciousness. They're not remarkable. So you're eating something when you're hungry, not being in pain. If you are walking outside in the heat and you step into an air conditioned room, or the opposite, you're outside in the freezing cold, you step into some heat. You hug your dog, and you get that moment of connection. All of these things, and they last 2 or 3 seconds. That's all it is, about 2 or 3 seconds of this tiny little bit, this thin slice of joy, this thin piece, this 2 or 3 second moment of an elevated mood. That's what you have right there. Your mood is actually a little elevated. But the issue is when we don't notice it, when we don't catalog it and bring it front and center, then it just goes away. We don't, there's no appreciation. So when I get in my car a lot, I appreciate my car. My son named my car Grace. And so I'll say, I love you, Grace. And I'll pat her dashboard. It's a her. I don't know why. You know, and I try to appreciate that I have this great car. It's such a good car. It's so safe. I feel really safe in it. I can drive really fast, and everybody knows I like to drive fast. And it feels luxurious inside. It feels good, and I really appreciate driving in it. And so I try to have that just moment of appreciating her. I don't sit and do a gratitude list about my car. I really don't. But I appreciate in the moment with her, I take that, and it's really, really nice. So hopefully that makes sense to you, right? Having that moment of just being in there and feeling it. So that is a thin slice. And that is my really favorite thing to do. And so if each day in your daily life, you were to purposefully notice these little joyful moments, however short they are, but to bring them forward and to take a moment and savor them, just take a moment and bring it to the front of your mind and roll it around and it really let it sink in. Just sit with it for just that moment. I don't sit in, you know, my garage for an hour thanking my car. As it's warming up, when I first start it in the morning, I give her that little pat. I have a little mezuzah in my car too, and I kiss that, and I have a little thing I do. I'm patting and kissing, you know me, I'm all about the love. But there's that little moment of appreciation, and it really, I just feel it. I sit there and I feel it for just a couple seconds and go. Now, I've talked about Barbara Fredrickson's research in here before, about the 3-to-1, the three-to-one ratio, where basically for every 3 positive things that happen to you, for every 1 negative, they cancel each other out. So you have to have 3 good things happen and just 1 bad thing will happen and it all cancels out because of our negativity bias in our brains. I talk about this all the time, and here it is again. So when you take something out of neutral, when you take it out of the realm of autopilot and actually put it into conscious appreciation, what's wonderful is you start to shift that 3-to-1 ratio because you're taking more things. It's actually more realistic. You do have more good things than you think. So you're pushing those neutral things into the good category. So that means now I have, you know, 100 things during the day in the good category instead of 10. And so if a few bad things happen, right, you're not gonna be able to cancel them all out, and you're gonna feel better. You're gonna feel different in your day. So I don't know. To me, it's just the best. I do it with so many of my clients. I do it myself, but I do it with so many of my clients. And I have to tell you, it really moves the needle. Clients can tell. And I've had some severely depressed clients use this and really feel like the needle got moved. So I can't say enough about it. And really what it is appreciating a moment and just appreciating it. Nothing crazy, nothing insane, no big gratitude list, nothing else, just that. So the second, the other two are pretty quick, but to be in appreciation. And the second one is just to take 1 mindful cleansing breath. Bring your attention very gently to your breath and take 1 deep breath. You know, we turn on our vagus nerve when we do this. And you can, you know, do something where you breathe in through your nose for a count of 4. You can hold it for a count of 5 and breathe out through your mouth for a count of 8. That can be a cleansing breath. That's pretty popular. Or you just do that. You just take 1 deep breath. And all I want you to do in that moment when you do that is just in that moment, it could be just appreciating that you can breathe, that I can take a deep breath and it doesn't hitch. You know, I have easy time breathing, that there's clean air to breathe, whatever. You can just do that. And then the last thing is setting intention. And so if you, you know, I'm big on setting an intention. Think of any 2 people in your life and think consciously of them 1 at a time and think to yourself, I want whoever to feel happy and peaceful today. Or I want that person I'm going to appreciate that person just for a minute, this one thing about them, and think of one thing you appreciate about that person, whatever it is. It could be their nice ass. I don't care. But just one, if that's appropriate, just one thing. And just pick two people and think of two things, you know, one thing that you appreciate about each of them, and just appreciate it for a moment. And again, doesn't have to be big. It could be their nice hair. I don't care. It could be something physical, but obviously it could be something else. Again, we're not doing a gratitude. We're doing an appreciation. So there you have it. Okay. So that's it. That is all things appreciation on today's podcast. And hopefully you really got that and are understanding it. I'm going to make a little cheat sheet for you of ways to appreciate. And I'll have that for you on here on the website, abbymedcalf.com/podcast. This is episode 73. And you can download your top tips to appreciate quickly and easily today. I'm naming it as I speak. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. As always, it's so wonderful to talk to you. I'm having a moment where I'm feeling appreciative of being able to do this podcast and having a life that affords me that and being here with you. I love being here with you. So in this moment, I'm appreciating you, and it feels good. I feel good doing it. All right. That's it. I will talk to you next week. Have an amazing, amazing week.
Thanks for listening to the Relationships Made Easy podcast at www.abbymedcalf.com.